first row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
And welcome back into Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. It is a pleasure to bring in Chance Warmack, formerly of Alabama, now of the Tennessee Titans, has started all 32 games for the Titans at guard since being the 10th overall pick in the 2013 draft. He will be in town Saturday at 5 o'clock at Academy Sports at Hickson as part of the Titans caravan. That's quite a mouthful. Chance Warmack, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Got to ask first and foremost, there was a lot of speculation about what the Titans would do with that number two pick. They wind up obviously drafting Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota. Have you gotten a chance to know him, and what did you think about the pick of Mariota?
I was really excited. You know, I heard a lot about him. I haven't met him yet. I heard he was a good leader, obviously a good quarterback. He won the Heisman. You know, just a good person all around. So I'm excited to see him and, you know, excited to get things rolling.
What has been the mood around? Have you talked to other teammates about it and just the excitement of getting a guy, like you said, a Heisman Trophy winner in your camp?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's been a buzz going around in the locker room and, you know, amongst the team. And, you know, everybody's just excited for the future and, you know, just excited to move forward in the Titans' future and the transitions that we are making with the draft picks.
Wanted to ask you something personally. When you were at Alabama, it's not every player that gets to win three national championships, plays a part of three national championships in 4 years. What has it been like for you personally going for a program that was at the top every year to a program that went through a 2-14 season like last season?
You know, it's a blessing. I look at everything as blessings, man. And you know, to be with a team, you know, when there's a lot of adversity to overcome, it's just gonna make it that much sweeter when we were, you know, in the playoffs and we're, you know, competing for a Super Bowl and things of that nature. So, you know, just to roll through the punches with my teammates and my coaches and Rustin and you know, I'm just excited to see what we're capable of doing this year. And we're getting better. I know a lot of people don't see this, you know, from outside looking in, but we're getting better as a team and we're becoming closer as a team. And, you know, the sky's the limit for us.
You're listening to Chance Warmack, the guard for the Tennessee Titans, formerly of Alabama, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Along those same lines, Chance, what would you tell Titans fans to, in an effort to convince them that Ken Whisenhunt and company are the guys that are going to turn this thing around in Nashville?
I think we just have a good plan, man. I mean, the steps have already been set in motion. You know, bringing Taylor along and the other draft picks, they've been great additions to the team. You know, and even these draft picks, I mean, they're pieces to the puzzle, and they're doing a good job of just setting everything up. You know, we're working hard in here. Trying to be the best thing we can be. And, you know, the locker room's a lot closer. You know, we bond on and off the field. I think that's a big improvement than it has been over the past couple of years. And, you know, coaches are familiar with the players, and players are familiar with the coaches now. So, you know, that also reflects how team does on the field during games on Sunday. So I think, you know, it's going to be a better season for us.
Chance, can you – In a couple, three sentences, can you even put into words what your journey has been like the last 8 years to go from a guy who was not that highly recruited out of Westlake High School in Atlanta to Alabama to the NFL, and then last Saturday you get your master's degree? I mean, what's next on your list? Are you going to, like, defuse the atom?
I don't know about all that. But, you know, it's been a long journey, man. I'm still going. I'm still climbing the mountain. But I owe it a lot to, you know, influential people in my life. You know, my mother, my father, definitely, my grandparents, you know, friends of the family within the school system that's helped me. You know, Coach Saban and the staff at Alabama, you know, I've just been blessed to be surrounded around great people. And the same here, you know, it's been great people here that's been helping me along the way. And I'm blessed, man. You know, I give it to God, and I'm still on my way to being great because that's what I want to do, so. It's still a long journey ahead.
You're listening to Chance Warmack, the guard for the Tennessee Titans, who will be in Chattanooga on Saturday at Hickson at 5 o'clock at the Academy of Sports as part of the Titans caravan. Chance, you're going to be blocking for a Heisman Trophy quarterback with Marcus Mariota. At Alabama, you blocked for a Heisman Trophy runner-up in A.J. McCarron. And then, like, way back at Atlanta Westlake, like Jay mentioned, you were a teammate of Cam Newton. So you also a Heisman Trophy winner. So you've had some pretty good ones to block for. Do you have any kind of relationship with Cam?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Cam was my senior, 2 years my senior in high school. Great attitude. You know, every time I go home, I'm always missing him. But, you know, good relationship there. If I see him today, I say what's up and we hug and everything. Everything is cool with that. But, you know, it's just, you know, going back to the Heisman Trophy thing, you can always tell, you know, that they're a little bit different in terms of how they prepare for the game. And I'm pretty sure Mariota's no different. I mean, you know, Mark Ingram, Cam, like you said, you know, that you can just tell that they're cut from a different cloth. So I'm excited to see what he brings to the table to help the team.
And then, you know, Alabama prepares you in so many different ways for so many different things, yet – what did you learn most about jumping into the NFL that Alabama may not have prepared you for?
You know, a lot of guys have this, they have this process already set up in their minds that got them to where they were in college, and they think that if they do the same thing that they did in college, going over to the NFL, that it'll work. And 9 times out of 10, it doesn't. You know, and that's what I was thinking. I thought if I prepared the same way I did at Bama, it would work here. But the NFL is a different animal. You got to change everything based off where you go. So I had to start completely from scratch. And, you know, I'm going into my third year, and I finally have a system and set in that, you know, helps me on and off the field. So I think a lot of young guys all have to go through that, you know, whether it be their rookie or their second year. You know, once you figure that out, the sky's the limit for you.
All right, now, Chance, when we have guests like you, we like to close with a rapid fire, first thing off the top of your head. You ready to play?
I hope I don't mess up.
What was your favorite win at Alabama?
The national championship my senior year, Notre Dame.
Okay.
What's your go-to meal of choice?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you, along those same lines, Dallas, your younger brother, signed with Alabama this year, 6'2", 306. What's the best eating contest that you and Dallas ever got into?
Anything. Just give us some food and you can find out how it goes down.
All right. If you and Floyd Mayweather got in a boxing ring, who wins?
How much am I getting paid around? I got to get a meal, man. I need a meal. I need a million.
All right. I'll make a phone call and see what we can set up.
Nah, you good.
All right, Chance, on the other side of the coin, what's the most stinging loss you ever endured at Alabama?
I think LSU my junior 2011.
Okay, the one you avenged a few months later.
Yeah, the one we came back from, yeah.
All right, if there's one NFL player you would risk the embarrassment of asking for an autograph, who would it be?
Larry Allen.
All right, cool.
Good one. Chance, thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row. Again, Chance Warmack will be in Chattanooga on Saturday at the Hickson Academy Sports at 5 o'clock as part of the Titans caravan. Chance, we thank you so much. We've followed you at Alabama. We're following you with the Titans. Best of luck in your third season down the road here in Nashville.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Chance Warmack here on Press Row. We'll open up the Hardee's Hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1, The Zone.